trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
Ooh, we are back. Lordy. You are listening to Davin's Den on the Break. You're listening to one of the favorites here at the Den, Talking to Lois. Always like, listen, we play them a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't played them in a little while. That's the bassist is my fraternity brother, Scott. We're actually going to see Aerosmith together. So I thought we'd play a little Talking to Lois.
Nice.
On the first break we listened
to. That's a great band.
It is great. They're too bad they're not together anymore. No, but anyway. And before the, on the break, the first break we listened to Dour Roads. I didn't mention that. Why are you wiping your hands?
Because I just pet your cat. And
she's not thrilled about it either.
No, but her tail is wet, and I'm just thinking.
Was it butter?
We were sautéing her.
What the hell were you licking?
Sorry, sometimes I miss. I apologize.
Cat porn.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yes, last segment we were doing some comics in the news. Did a little Robin Williams, Cat Williams, Joan Rivers, and talking and lightened it up with some rape. That's what we do
in our own little way.
So I guess it's been a while. We should do some scamming scammers.
Yes.
Should we do a little? Now? How many Mr. Davins will we have?
Oh, okay. Everybody weigh in on that one.
Any thoughts on that? I got to find. Where the hell is it? Oh, not scamming scammers. I apologize. Scambusters. That's the thing.
Scambusters.
Yeah, we got to do some scambusters. Do some Ann Jackson. When we last left off with Ann Jackson. I mean, she had gold scams go. She was being scammed for gold bars.
Wow.
You know, she was dealing with, like, the United Nations. The money was going to Australia and Hong Kong and Japan. You know, she's dealing with the Army, the Marines. She's dealing with everybody. And she don't know it's a scam.
And she was having a fuck you fest with one of her scammers.
Well, that's a staple of Ann Jackson, is the language and the passion.
Which we used to miss when you were cleaning it up, and it's like, no.
I need to fuck us and give us what you people want. So we'll play a little scam buster, everybody can weigh in with their Mr. Davins, and away we will go.
How many Mr. Davins
12.
Do you think? 12?
12.
Okay.
How many Mr. Davins does it take to get to the center of a scam?
I'm going to say 8.
Not really anointing finger, is it?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
I just want to use my finger.
Well, you have a nice skinny butt.
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
All right.
Can I make a quick confession? Well, a quick thing. Because I've been doing all the parody songs and doing the singing and stuff like that,
yeah.
Is one of the catalysts where I'm doing background vocals with Race Odyssey now. I'm taking a lot more vocals and stuff like that. I've got a lot of confidence doing it.
That's
because
good.
Of
good.
Yeah.
We're glad we could help you.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way.
Your bassist is going to cost you all your gigs.
There we go. No.
By the way, we have Cheru and Lisa tying with 5 Mr. Davins. Mm. Trucker Tom saying 10.
10 Mr. Davins.
Joe says 12, I said 8.
All right, anybody else want to get weigh in on the Mr. Davins?
I think that's it.
And right. Let's get it going.
That's a shame. All right, this is me writing to her. Anne, all these people are liars and scammers. Every single one of them.
She's never heard that before.
There is nothing more I can do for you. This is from February 27th, by the way. Yeah, February 27th of this year. There's nothing more I can do for you. Either you believe it or you don't. The sad fact is you have not spoken to any real authorities. You have spoken to scammers at every turn, Best Davin. And then I said, do you have an interest in telling your story on the air with me? A lot of people will hear it, and it will be good for you to, quote, unquote, make some noise. You remember, she wanted me to make some noise.
Yes.
Make some noise. Woohoo! Mr. Davin!
Oh, number one!
Uno!
Gotta get the voice ready for that. Please tell me the result after you do the investigation. I will not CC! Because remember, I tell them, stop carbon copying them!
I know!
That's why they know everything you do is stupid. You tell them!
Don't!
I will not CC to them from now on because I did send the info to you. If you need the certificates they gave me, I send it to you too. You can check them out because they are real. They gave me Hong Kong funds and gold bar certificates, and they do not give me UK fund certificates. Yes, that's the problem. We haven't gotten the certificates from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not that the other ones are fake or anything.
I did international trade, and this is why I know how to judge the fake and the real documents. Again, I'm an expert.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I know better than you do.
Exactly, yes. Which has been a common downfall. I do hate them because I go for law enforcement, and they fuck up my life. They destroy me, threaten me. Maybe they want the UK funds, which is the one from my friend Jimmy Jones. Remember, we learned Jimmy Jones got killed.
Oh, that's right.
They were friends on the internet. They were going to do some business, and then Jimmy Jones got killed by real scammers.
Of course.
Pedro, remember?
Yes.
Who was pretending to be the FBI.
Yes.
It is 800,000 euros. Maybe they wanted to divert the funds. I have no idea what they are thinking. They said to me that they want to help me, but I do not think so. This is all I know. And I go, send me the documents. They often make fakes. I will see if I can find a documents expert to review them for you.
Oh, that's this is like what's that show where they bring all their stuff to that pawn shop in Pawn Stars?
This is nothing like Pawn Stars.
Yeah, no, you're going to have... well, you know what? It could be Benjamin Franklin's handwriting. It could not. Let me bring in a friend.
They always have that expert that just happens to be in town around.
I could just pop over.
I got
pop
two
over.
Out of three. I got a grumpy man and I got a bald man, but I don't have an expert.
Yeah.
I'll bring them to Joe, but I don't know what we're going to get out of
it. I don't know what the hell it looks like. It's okay to me. Made in Taiwan. Well, somebody had to make it.
And I don't know. Joe was stumped. It must be real.
Benjamin Franklin spent a lot of time
spit
in Taiwan.
Up on that. So you're giving me more.
Give him more.
Yeah, Joe. Jumping up with spit up. Let's give him some more fuel.
Yeah. Today's spit up will be fueled by Fanta Zero.
Fanta Zero.
For Joe. Yes. Fanta Zero. Mr. Davin.
Enos.
Warning. I think Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton are monitoring this site. Also, Idiot Miller is monitoring this site.
Idiot Miller.
That's his first name. I do not care because I do not hide anything. Please be careful. I am not sure if they reply to you. I go, what site? Our emails? Did you give them your password? Perhaps you should contact me from a new account. Because I don't know. No, at this point, I don't know.
Really?
I'm like, perhaps you should contact me from a new account that they're not aware of.
Yes.
And this is all being CC'd, so maybe the fellas want to check in, too.
Yeah.
Imbecile.
God.
Then I get back to the FBI. I said, the FBI works in regions. What was the number of the FBI, quote, head office? Mr. Davis! Yes, I did call them at least five times. I think the FBI recorded what I reported. And then she did give me the FBI website, fbi.gov/contact-us/FBI/headquarters.
That sounds
legit.
Legit.
No, yeah.
Legit. That's
got
legit. A .gov on it.
Yeah.
That's legit. Then she gives me the address of the FBI headquarters, which is Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Real
okay.
number. She's got that. She goes, this is where I called asking about Pedro Simpson, who in person... FBI overall. You know, it's like they watched Napoleon Dynamite when they came up
and
with
the
that.
Simpsons too.
Yeah, 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 and the Simpsons.
I'm a scammer. Yeah.
Dope. Dueling dopes. <Yes. laughs> She goes, this is where I called asking about Pedro Simpson, who impersonates FBI overall chief in Asia. Why are we putting a Mexican in Asia?
Simpson?
So
really?
He can blend?
Yeah.
Because he can blend?
Yeah.
They gave him a mask, though.
Yes.
Surgical mask he's in.
Surgical mask.
The FBI man replied to me. I told him I had only Gmail, and he asked me to give him my email address, and he would like to send the link of IC3 to me to report the scam. So they're going to give him the IC3 report.
Okay.
And that's from the legitimate... FBI.
I don't know. I don't know. When FBI man sent the link to me, I also called him to confirm. After filing the complaints, I called FBI again to tell him that I filed the complaints. And 1 week, I got the reply from IC3 Brown Cotton, which is not the first time hearing it. We don't believe Brown Cotton is who
he's no.
We believe he's something you leave in the bathroom.
Yes.
And his brother Skidmark.
Yes, exactly. After reporting to IC3, I also called my local police if FBI could help me. My police, Mr. Goto.
Mr. Goto.
It's G-O-T-O.
Okay.
Goto.
Goto. He probably, who do I speak to? Goto, this guy. And he's stupid, probably thought it was his name.
Yeah.
Stupid, that's not nice. Mr. Goto told me I try, but my police does not like FBI because he said to me FBI also often make mistakes. He told me Interpol is the best. I did call my police to ask the questions. And I write to her, I go, do you have the initial correspondence you had between the FBI and yourself? The first email you sent with the email address of who you sent it to? Because I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, where'd she get these people?
Yeah.
But isn't she going to come back and say, oh, no, that was on my computer that got scuttled or something? Because she lost a lot of her initial correspondence, didn't she?
Well, that would make you question what's going on.
Yeah.
So we continue. Mr. Tavin!
Number four.
Cuatro.
Why did the authorities reply to me? I also got CID. Replied many times. Now, what can you say? What is the official mail address? I reported everything from the official sites and since got the reply from them. Why do you think it is scam? What is the evidence? Mr. Morris Mariba is at Yorkshire Bank and he replied to me. Even Jennifer did not know I called Morris Mariba to confirm if she went to Yorkshire Bank in London. I have no idea why they do not reply to you. Idiots, Melvin must go to hell. That's the guy from the United Nations. He sent to me before warning me that someone want to kill me. The scammers are looking for me. I really do not know who. You are warned. They have set a big trap for you to be assassinated. Do not contact anybody again. All your emails have been hacked. You are warned. This is from Dr. Melvin to her.
Oh, I thought that she was saying this to you.
That's why you want metal detectors.
Yeah.
But he got the United Nations is warning her that she's going to be assassinated.
Yeah.
Really? And all these heads of state.
Yes.
In these dangerous countries. You don't mind. Never mind ISIS. No.
No. Let's go up to Aunt Jackson.
Mm. Although the little girl was probably alive at this time.
Mm.
Oh.
I respond to her. I go, I need the date, time, and phone number of when you first spoke to the FBI. First contact. They do not reply to me because I see through their lies, and they know I am trying to help you. They know their tricks will not work on me. And then she writes to me, when you this one, it seems to me that soldiers are doing peace mission, but the scammers use this to scam people. Then she goes, I don't know who she's writing to. She's writing to somebody. She's right. It's really sad that terrorists use this to cause war. I think the UN should use force to deal with this. They are trying to build a global network doing more terror. She's writing to me, I think.
Or either that's the FBI trying to send something to the CIA and he fucked up and sent it to you.
Yeah, sure.
Could happen.
A real loop.
You never know the
Sounds
way things
plausible.
Are.
I know. That's why things get screwed
Obama
up.
Obama and Jackson are having tea. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, she's the correspondent. That's the problem.
Yeah. I think the UN should use force to deal with this. I don't know what she thinks the United Nations could do.
Really?
They're trying to build a global network doing more terror activities. The office is in Qatar. Now, Qatar does sponsor a lot of terrorism, including ISIS.
Uh-huh.
So she's not completely crazy here. Maybe the origin is from the Sahara Desert, where there are many terrorists there. And it is also near Egypt. Cairo will be in danger. And there was problems.
But you want to know something. Her synopsis of the situation is could be spot on.
Yeah.
Her thinking that the people she's dealing with are real are way up.
Yes, yes.
It was like, slow down, you know?
Yeah, it would seem, but it's like you see elements of this woman having critical thinking.
Yes,
and
yes.
And, you know,
because, to a point.
But there is an emotional side of your thinking, and there is a critical, you know, a rational side of your thinking. And you see the rational side come out, but the emotional side is taking over the rational thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Cairo will be in danger, UN office there. Now they also go to Burma, Cambodia, India, Malaysia, and the UN office in Somalia got attacked. They used the code of Allah to build up the network. Then she sends me a link to a news article. China will use this to attack the UK and US, sends me another link, the issue, and sends me more links. So she's trying to back up her story, which we know the scammers are linked to terrorism.
Yes.
Well, like, you know, we just said, what she's saying is not nonsense.
No.
You know, it's a decent synopsis of the situation. It's just the cast of characters she believes is real. She thinks they're incompetent. They're not incompetent. They don't exist.
They're very good at
it. They don't exist.
Well, as Sheru just pointed out, she's like, Brown Cotton or Brown Copper, whatever he's calling himself that day.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Can't remember their own damn names. Yeah.
You know, that's a problem when Anne's sending us this stuff. Like, why isn't she picking this up?
Yeah.
It makes you wonder.
Because it's the emotional side overriding the rational side.
Perhaps.
You know, that's my take on it.
All right, so then she reads me a conversation that she had with Parker Green after she got a reply from the UN last June. This is June 20th, so I am guessing this is of 2013.
Okay.
She goes, Mr. Green, and then she asks, hospital? And Green Parker, I am rehabilitation home.
Just you.
She's a transformer.
I am rehabilitation home.
Don't you mock him. He's one of our finest.
Yeah.
he's a hero and a patriot, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Fresh.
Sorry.
She goes, I hope he will be fine soon. How does Jennifer say to you, Mr. Ota will pay me tonight? I don't know who Mr. Ota is.
Green Park. Another one.
Wasn't that in the Styx song? Domo Rogato,
Mr. Odo.
Green Parker goes, Jennifer cries every time. And Jackson goes, why? And she asks, are you okay? And she says she does worry. And Parker says, brace yourself.
There's a truck coming.
And it's Parker not says, full of produce.
Parker says, I want the funds to come out. Money. He wants money.
Ah.
And Parker goes, so Jennifer can go meet you. And Jackson goes, I hope Jennifer can stay with me. Remember, because he's calling her mummy and everything.
Right.
Parker goes, the fees are not complete now. Ah, the fees. Jackson goes, hope you can work for UN in the future after you are fine. Because that's where all of our military goes, to the UN.
Sure.
She goes, what do you think? And she goes, I think the UN needs you. I think they're already using him, the fake UN, which is the fun. Jackson goes, how is your body condition? You really okay? Mr. Green? He goes, I will. She goes, I think it's better the job than the job you have now. Don't you think so? He goes, yes. He's distracted. He must be scamming somebody else.
Well, yeah, because somebody said, what's the body condition? And he says, I will. What?
Well, I think, like, as far as the UN.
Oh, okay.
She goes, this is payback for you. She goes, I am good at research.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
She goes, I am not a hunter.
What?
A scam hunter.
Yeah, but didn't she say she was?
No, she doesn't like the hunters.
Okay.
Then she goes, Yorkshire Bank does not want to do the funds transfer. I got some good friends who really fight scam with me. I am happy for this. And that was February 27th.
And that was her?
That was her to Parker Green.
I have good friends that hunt scammers.
She did. She was working with
back
the anti-scammers.
But you know what?
Yeah. Lost it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You could be working with the best of the best, but if you're not seeing what's going on in reality sense, it's all for naught, to tell you the truth.
Well, and also,
you know,
if
people lost patience with her.
Well,
yeah.
Because I'm sure they're telling her the same thing you've been telling her.
Some of them did, yes.
And if you're not going to sit there and believe it, and you're going to go on to this whole soiree that these people are real, there's nothing really anybody can do. And like I said, it's her emotional side. And I say that like a broken record. It's the emotional side not coming to grips with the total real situation, because that could be devastating, because all hope is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You could see where she is thinking. Her whole synopsis of what's going on overseas with the funding of the terrorists is pretty much spot on. A couple of things that could, but pretty much spot on. So you know that she has critical thinking that she's doing. That's the critical thinking of the situation. But when it's dealing with the actual people, she is in a state of mind that she will not come to the realization that they're
not
real.
Well, I mean, she even said the things. Well, you know, I do money fund. I do sell stuff online or whatever the hell she was saying about funds transfer. Like, she's an expert. This is why I know.
Yeah, she was, what is she claiming to have been, an expert in international banking or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, you know what? She's kind of reminding me at this point of those people that go out into the woods with all this equipment trying to find Bigfoot. And you might have all this equipment, and you might actually know how to turn it on and where to point it, but you can't understand that every time you hear a rustling in the brush, that doesn't necessarily mean that's Bigfoot.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to, I was in the fence business for years.
Mm-hmm.
Stop bragging.
I was bragging. Yeah. I was in the plumbing industry during the day. When it comes time for me,
moonlighted with
I've given advice. I've set up job after job. I've planned jobs, designed jobs. When I had to do the fence around my house, I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. You know, so
it is different when it hits close to home.
So
yes,
you could
it is.
Be an expert in your field, and I was an expert in my field.
Yes.
When it comes to do something around my house, I'm like, God, how am I going to set this up? I got what am I kind of what I want to do? I really want to. It changes
now
the
it's
dynamic
personal.
When you're doing something professional, and now it's personal.
Yes.
You handle it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
She certainly is.
A mole, yeah.
This is a very different way.
You ain't
yeah.
kidding, bro.
Very different.
So how many Mr. Davins did we have?
We had four Mr.
Did
Davins.
Did anybody get that?
Nobody
Everybody
did.
Went over.
Everybody went over
we
to Mr.
All
Davins.
All lose.
We did. We all lost.
Sorry, kids.
I know. Even the low bidders.
Mm.
All right. Should we do some Scam and Scammers?
Yes.
The Flory theme. Written for hey,
always and forever. Like a creature that somehow
we'll get the cat to lick the butter
I'll
off.
I'll give her that one. I'll give you that one.
Just because my bongos were all over the place.
Your bongos were delightful. So when we last left on April 18th, I had warned somebody that Dick Eldorado's old flame, Mavis, was not the person who he thought he was in a new relationship with.
Yeah.
That set off some problems.
Yeah.
Mavis came back to me out of the blue. Asked me, I asked her about her brother. So how's your brother? And she's like, "Well, why are you saying he's stealing from you? Did he steal from you?" I'm like, "No."
And it's just like you didn't say anything of the sort. It came out of left field.
Yeah. And then she had a real problem with my relationship with Belinda, saying my heart wasn't pure, saying that I'm sleeping with my wife all the time.
You dirtbag sleeping with your wife.
And that I'm cheating with Belinda. I'm cheating on Belinda. And I'm like, well, Belinda knows all this stuff. I'm not touching her. I've been faithful to Belinda.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. You're not touching the supposed to be soon ex-wife, but you're not touching Belinda either, actually.
And Belinda was kind of, how would you say Belinda's attitude to all this was?
She just seemed really, like, indifferent. Like, yeah, whatever you want to do at one point. And then she was getting pissed at you.
It was a bad day.
Yeah, it was weird.
And remember, at one point, I had Mavis and Belinda both yelling at me at the same time.
Yeah.
Joe, you look puzzled.
That happened to me once. Why I'm looking the way I am is that
genetics.
If some that's funny. Asshole.
You might have to be insulted if I was being funny.
Caught me off guard that one. But the way I'm looking, so why not set yourself up again, stupid?
I know.
The method of my madness is that...
Genetics.
The bridge too far, dumbbell. All right.
Not really. Still getting laughs.
All right. But because Mavis is thinking that you're cheating and this, that, and the other thing, if we come to the understanding that they might be the same person,
right?
They might be a different person because the backstory, Mavis doesn't understand the backstory, is, you know, like I'm saying, she would understand.
Mavis wasn't caught up. Mavis wasn't up with the whole story.
But if it was the same person, they wouldn't be alluding to that.
I've had video chats with them both.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that in any way they are the same person. They might have been sharing information or sharing tools because they had very similar emails and all those kind of connections.
Right, so it seemed like they're more and more like they're part of a syndicate.
Right, yes. So basically in our the whole scheme of things, are they the same person? No. No, they're not.
I don't think so. I don't think that they ever were.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so that either. I think they're working together.
Yeah.
I don't think Mavis can recognize the true love that Belinda and I have.
But still, but even if they're working together, wouldn't Mavis have a good running order of the backstory?
No, I don't think so.
Shouldn't they have to if they're going to work in cahoots together?
You'd think.
But you would think if they're going to work into cahoots together, shouldn't they? I mean, with Dick Eldorado and this, that, I mean, listening to the replays, you were getting pissed off at me because I'm in
the difference.
No, there's not a difference.
Because we have me. They don't have me to make sure the story's just straight. But Mavis got all pissed off because I ruined one of her clients and she lost her shit.
I have said this from time and time again. They have their agenda. We have ours. If their agenda is trying to scam us out of money, they should have the stories in check.
Me, I think Mavis was so incensed that I potentially cost her a client that she was like, screw this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. But, no, she just went off script and started yelling at
you. But yeah. As a matter of fact, now, listening on the clips that are going to be up on iHeart, Davin was getting a little upset with me when I was going into the Dr. Wawing chat with the dog. Because he goes, all right, you got to back off, stupid, because what's going to happen, they might get, you know, think, all right, these guys are, you know, and back off.
This guy's too silly.
I got called on the carpet about it. Mm-hmm. They should think on their end, for their deal, they should have the story straightened out, horse around with it.
People that are so in love. And remember, by all accounts, I'm still head over heels over Belinda.
Well, you know what? I mean, Sheru and Lisa both called it. They said, well, you know, how do they know each other? They're sitting side by side at the Internet Cafe.
But wouldn't they know the backstories if
they
are?
I don't think they were sitting side by side at that moment.
Not at that moment.
They know the
But, Joe, you remember that there were times that we have felt like a sea change in the tone, even with Belinda herself.
Yes.
And we
very recently.
Yeah, but we also felt, you know, at different times, we felt, is this a different writer? And there were times where one of them thought that her name was Mabel. You know, I mean, like, they have dropped the ball on their stories. So I think that even if they're trying to keep it, you know, the storyline pretty straight, one or the other of them.
So, with that understanding, you would think that there might be a different Mavis that doesn't know the backstory that well.
Or has so many people on the hook, it's hard to keep it straight.
That's true.
Let's see how many people potentially on the hook.
Okay.
April 19th, these profiles I was blocked or deleted from on Facebook. Agnes Arete, which was the Julie Love picture, that was the Belinda Abbey. That one we had gotten rid of a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Mavie Mills, which was the picture of Richard's girlfriend.
Oh.
Mavis Mills, which was Ann Angel, which was the one I had warned DJ about.
Right.
Mavis Mills, which was Ann Angel's picture named Belinda Abbey. Mavis Mills, the real Mavis Mills.
Wow.
Mickey Wynn, the brother of Mavis Mills. Friend of Belinda Abbey. Remember, I questioned her.
Yeah.
I questioned Belinda about Mickey Wynn.
Sounds like a wedding party when they come into the room.
Yes, yes.
But remember,
it's a bullshit wedding. Yeah, it is a bullshit wedding. None of these people are real.
But remember, I questioned Belinda about Mickey Wynn.
Yeah.
And she said she knew nothing about it.
Right. Mm. It's like, but he's on your page.
Well, I have a lot of friends. I'm like, you have 20-something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you can't keep track of 20? Yeah.
Exactly. So all those people after my fallout with Mavis, all those profiles were gone or I was blocked from. So she pretty much admitted she had control over those things. Mm-hmm. And remember, she was fighting me on that.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, they're all, whoop, all at the same time. Yeah. I guess everybody in the village decided to disavow any knowledge of you at the same time. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Did it happen
at a tribal tribunal? You know, they said, this guy, block him on Facebook.
April 22nd, Belinda says, hi, are you there? I don't respond.
Oh, are we put out?
Playing hard to get, all right?
I certainly am. April 23rd, she goes, hi. Hello? Like later on. Can see you don't want to talk to me. I think you should let me know if that's what you were doing, so I stop wasting my time trying to talk to you. I've wasted enough time already. I think you should let me know.
Belinda? Ooh. Belinda?
To me, ooh. Yeah. And then she goes, in cap locks, I know you are there!
Wow.
Apparently, I've upset somebody.
Now, here we go back to the human element again.
Yeah.
I say this time and time. It's like a damn roller coaster. It's just bullshit, but whoa, maybe not. Now, here we go again.
Yeah.
We just, when we broke for the break, for a vacation, we said, well, you know, they're both. And now it's like,
she is ticked off that you are ignoring
but
her.
It's the emotion. It's the emotional, the emotional relationship. Of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Then continue with cap locks. I think you have some time to decide what you want to do, else I am leaving here.
Wow.
It's like when Joanne sends me a text about the garbage.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It came on my Facebook, Joe.
Three pails, don't forget. You know?
All caps.
I think there's a little bit more passion here. And in some of those recent texts.
Yeah, because apparently other people are being texted besides me, but that's besides me.
Yeah, but
they can't bring out the garbage. They live in Florida. But nonetheless.
So no matter what happens, Joe's still the garbage man.
That's
way
true.
To go, buddy. You won that battle.
Watches, I get the garbage. I can't win it anyway.
I go, we need to talk.
Oh.
She goes in cap locks. I'm here, talk. I go, no, Skype, I need to see you.
Oh, boy.
I don't have money for that. Now, what is it?
It's like when David calls about a project for the show.
Spit it out, buddy!
I'm sure it's not for me.
What do you want? I go, I need to see you. Cap locks. Then you will when I can. I go, fine. She goes, fine. Then it's goodbye for now.
Oh, wow.
And I go, fine. You know what? I think we should end this thing here and now. I've had enough of this.
And not enough money.
Yes. Wow. So somebody is not pleased.
No, I would say no.
Remember, this has been 5 days since we've spoken.
She's cap locked.
I have blown her off. Yeah. This is not according to the scamming plan.
No.
But it's you like, don't break up with me. But I break up with you.
Or like I kill you when you come here.
Or like you send all your money.
It's yes. Like a pesky customer. It's like you call, well, we'll discuss it next week. And you're like, boy, he's a prick. Hey, how you doing? How you going? Well, am I getting the extra $5? You got to do $20,000 before I can give you an extra $5. Well, I'll go to you. It's like, I know. You know, it's like you don't want to deal with it. You know it's going to pick up the same way you left off, and you don't want to hear any shit. You know?
Not anymore, no.
She goes, I've had enough of this. I go, of what? She goes, things are not going well with us. I go, no, they are not. I'm very calm.
Yeah.
This is how I argue, by the
You're
way.
You're in lower cap.
I am a lower Yes, Joe. Yes, I am.
He's what?
I'm lower,
he's in lower cap.
Lower...
She's in higher case. She's in caps, and
he's lowercase.
Lower he's playing it cool.
I go, no, I go, no, they are not. I go, but the last time we talked, you said they were. Because she's... I
think you lied. It wasn't really that sunny when you left off.
Oh, the girls are in the chat are going, ooh, David, she's so pissed at you.
Yeah,
is her head shaking? Well,
Sheree says she's getting pressure from her pimp.
Well, you know? I don't know if that's the word they use.
You know, we're better when we left off. I don't think fuck you is a pleasant salutation. Unless you're walking out of my house, but, you know.
I go, but last time we talked, you said they were. She goes, apparently it's not. We're done with cap locks, by the way.
Oh, okay.
God, we're all calm now. Everybody's calmed down. Everybody's got to lowercase.
Well, cool. I thought
bitch
when...
be cool. That's what the pimp is saying behind.
Be cool.
Blow it.
I go, it is you that is walking away. She goes, what? I don't think you are still interested in me. Well, throws that out there. Let's find his interest. I go, you said you were leaving. You've taken down your pictures. Now, at this point, my personal Facebook page that she has made for me.
Yes.
She's taken down the pictures. The pictures that she took especially for me in her white wife beater shirt where she had a pretty smile and the tatas were looking good. These were my pictures.
Yeah, and she took those down?
Those are starting to go down. That hurts. I was upset by that.
Oh, there's nothing like seeing in a relationship on Facebook with a little heart. Yeah, that's always fun. story. All right, yeah. No, but, you know, now, did she never let you be a friend on the page?
No, this is her personal. The page where just I am her. I'm the only friend. This is my isolated island.
Right.
Where she's taking down what was ours. She's taking it away from me, Joe. She's using her pictures against me.
And you seem broken up.
I was, actually, at the time. I was a little upset.
Like, she's backing away. She's taking away her pictures.
Oh, there's pressure. There's a show to do. I like talking to this person. She's pretty girl. It's all going away. It's all going to shit.
Where did my tatas go?
Stupid Mavis. Never should have hooked you two up. Blame you, Joe Curry. You and Dr. Wawing Chow and Mr. Whiskers.
You know what's amazing?
I bet Mr. Whiskers licks butter, too.
Yeah, I bet he does.
You know, it's 2014. If you listen to the clip from 2012, I'm getting my ass handed to me over this.
Well, you're consistent.
That's true.
Joe, here's your ass.
How would you like to handle it? Would you like
listen
to dribble?
Listen to the new iHeart clips that are coming up. It's the same arguments.
Coming up. Be up by the end of the week.
Same argument. Second.
This show's repetitive.
Second show.
Yes, we are.
Second show.
So I go, it's you that's walking away. She goes, what? I don't think you're still interested in me. I go, you said you're leaving. You've taken down your pictures. You've taken the pictures where you said you loved me. Remember when she first came clean that January?
Those proof of life pictures.
She'll love me with her daughter and everything.
Yeah.
Now, if we have the pimp or the boss hanging over her, he might go, all right, say that you're leaving, and, you know, when he takes the pictures down, this might bait him to come back, and when he's coming back and wants this relationship, reel him in.
Well, that's what Lisa's saying. She's saying she's isolating you like a true scammer.
But if you love somebody,
yep,
you will do anything
to get back
and spend all sorts of money to
she never asked to get what you want.
Yeah. So how many jewelry stores are nearby?
She asked for stuff, but not that. she goes, things are not going well. I'm going through a lot. You have tried to help, but I think things are not going well. I go, because things are not going well, you do not love me? She goes, I do, but the circumstances and reality make things difficult. I go, because things are difficult, you took down all the pictures that I cherished?
Mm.
Are you there? Apparently she had a meeting.
No, because you were a big blabberpuss the last time, yeah. And that probably pissed them off on a professional level.
I hate to ruin their game, Joe. She goes, I'm here.
I'm just telling you, the window got broken. I'm just telling you how it got broken.
I'm here. She goes, I want us to settle things. If they don't work, then I go away. She goes, I don't have the money to be chatting with you every day like I used to do. Things are very hard now. Yeah, the boss has had enough of this shit.
They want to see some, this is totally screwing on margin.
Yeah, really.
Horsing around with this. Either he pays up or we got to cut bait.
So at this point, am I talking to my girl, Belinda, or am I talking to somebody else?
This doesn't sound like the same person.
Doesn't sound like it to me either. I don't think my Belinda would treat me this way.
I don't think so. Not yep. all caps.
I think the manager sat down and go, I'll show you how to get money.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
You know? Now, in your research of the scammers, do they have like a supervisor that keeps on top? Like, is there a list of people that they're scamming and they have to report how they're making out with
it? I'm sure some of the more organized ones do that.
Mm-hmm.
But from what everything I found out, I mean, listen, there are girls that work alone. There are some. But a lot of times, it's the guy telling them what to do,
mm-hmm.
which would lead me to believe that's what's going on here because we've heard the guy feeding her line in the past. So it's very possible that
you're a regular person with the supervisor behind her or a new person.
I think we got management.
Yeah, I do too.
I think we
management
got the guy.
Management doing the typing or management over the shoulder.
I don't think it really matters much.
Sharu says she's been knocked off her chair and he's taken over the keyboard.
Give me that stupid.
I think you're right there.
Yeah, I think so too. It's like, your company's computer guy, move!
Oh, for Christ, let me do this.
I don't care how funny you think he is. Yeah. We need the money. I don't care if you're writing porn. We've wasted enough time on this asshole.
Yeah.
Scooch over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible.
Don't you know they're ruining our show? You're ruining our show.
Hey, I don't think they're aware, Joe. I go, why'd you take the pictures down? She goes, you were talking to me. I thought you didn't want to talk to me anymore. I go, they were taken down last week with a sad face. So they were taken down before this happened.
Oh.
She goes, I took some down last week and the rest today. I go, why'd you take them down last week? She goes, nothing. I go, what nothing? She goes, just want to take them down. I go, because you stopped loving me.
I think they're cracking down on nonsense over there.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think there's been a management change. Enough of this horseshit.
You ever work in a place where things aren't going, and the boss has a meeting, and things are going to change on Monday?
Yeah.
I think things changed. I think there was a big Yale meeting, and we're going to do this, and blah, blah, blah.
They spent a lot of time with me.
Yeah, and how come we don't see any results?
Because I'm not a victim. That's why.
But I understand, but on a business standpoint, you're screwing the margin up.
I certainly am.
You know, make the sale to get out of Dodge, you know?
10 months. 10 months.
Yeah.
10 months, not,
10
a
months
damn,
not, a
not a damn dime. Lots
like to,
of laughs.
How'd you like to go upstairs and explain that? You know?
Yeah, really.
I do it to my wife after every show. Yeah. A lot longer than 10 months.
Yeah.
If I cut an order and I'm running on less than a 15 margin, I got my ass handed to me, so I can imagine how they feel.
Yeah, really.
So I go, because you stopped loving me. She goes, I haven't stopped. I've told you, things are hard. I don't have to keep them here. I won't be coming to chat. I go, things have been hard since we met, for both of us. She goes, if. I go, she won't be coming to chat. She's threatening me.
Yeah.
I go, we were chatting last week. Still you took them down. She goes, I know, but I'm faced with the serious reality now more than ever. She goes, I have to go. See you.
Now, do you notice the pattern, and we discussed this before, the pattern in how the tone between her and Davin and the tone between the scammers and Ann Jackson? Threatening,
mm-hmm, yes.
Kurt, have to go.
Yep.
It's a cliche playbook that they run.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She goes, have to go. See you. I go, and I've tried to help you. There is much you do not know. Much I need to tell you, but I need to see you. Still, you took those pictures down, and I think it was to hurt me.
Ooh.
She goes, take care. And I still love you.
That's what she said?
Yeah. I go, don't tell me you love me if I'm not going to be part of your life. That is just mean.
Yeah.
She goes, you want to be part of my life? Really? Hey, that's my line.
Really?
I go, it is you that does
she
not...
She is your girl.
She is my girl. I warp them.
Really?
I go to her. I go, that does not include me. You have no idea what I did. I want to tell you, but not this way. April 25th.
Mm.
Not going well. She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? I go, it is courteous of you to ask, but there is no reason to burden yourself with something of such little import.
What? That's what she said?
That's what I said to her.
Oh, okay.
I'm quite the prick when I've been sassed. And
No.
Nice the way you put her. You turned it and put her on the ropes.
Yep.
Thank you, Joe. She goes, okay, if you insist, I guess I should be out of here then. I go, why? Can I ask you a question?
It was just a good sparring session.
Yeah.
She nice. Goes, go on. I go, when did you stop loving me? She goes,
getting the money. I get the money.
She goes, when did you stop caring about me? And right here we have, once again, a class of the Brahma bullshits.
Yes.
Just not giving an inch. You now, is this my girl or management? What do you
think? The boss had to take a piss.
Yeah, I think this is her again.
All right, this is her again.
All right, I think he's going to
Well, this is a different day. This is a different day. It's April 25th. That was April 23rd. I guess I'm doing more show than I planned on. Okay. I go, when did you stop loving me? She goes, when did you stop caring about me? I go, I never stopped for one moment. You have no idea what I've done. You have no idea what I was planning. But that does not answer my question because clearly you stopped loving me. I felt it. And that speaks to the change I feel in person typing to me.
Yeah.
That's what, like, you know, you don't like me the way the other one.
Yeah, it's like, no, yeah, you're not as convincing about your love as the other girl.
No. She goes, you know my situation. There's no need to say that I never... She goes, there's no need to say that I never stopped. I go, you're so cold to me. You did things I would never do to you. You hurt me so badly. I know about your situation. I was working to solve your problems to help you. You have no idea the fire that burned in my heart for you. But you just hurt me, left me ruined, left me broken. Which is what they want to hear.
No, yeah. Broken, no, what they want to hear. They don't want to hear, yeah, left you broke. Plus, hopefully not leaving you broke.
Yeah.
He's got to mind some of that cash.
Yes.
She goes, that was not my intention. I thought you didn't want to talk to me anymore. You weren't answering me when I was trying to talk to you. I go, I wasn't answering you because I was so hurt. If I could have gone to my island escape, which was Aruba. Remember I went there? A little callback. I would have. But all the money I had saved, I did something else with. She goes, you were being rather cold to me. I go. She goes, what'd you do with it? The money.
I go, perk? What? Money?
I go, yes, because you did things to me that a lover should not do. Is my wife right? Am I so unlovable? I changed for you. It is my secret. I will tell you when you can look into my eyes, when you cannot confuse my words, because you will see my face.
Wow.
She goes, are you busy or something? I go, no. Did you not see what I wrote? Busy? I am useless. I go, yes, because you do things to me that a lover should not do. I wrote it. I repeat it again.
Yeah.
You know.
She's not taking the bait.
I go, she goes, that's not going to happen anytime soon about the video chat. I used to borrow money to do that. What with you? I can't anymore because I am broke. And the boss says no. No.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
And I can't afford to.
You know what? And you said, I'm like, well, it's about fucking time.
I mean, yeah, I know. I was like,
I was in management for years. I'm like, yeah. I'll think of the bottom line here.
And the boss says no.
Would have put my foot down months ago.
And can't afford to owe people. It's not a good thing to do. I go, I understand. There's more than I need to tell you, and it's important to you and your friends, but I can't via Facebook. Too dangerous. Just know I worked very hard to keep you safe and make you happy. She goes, what friends are you talking about? I go, I can't tell you. I promise when I see you, I will tell you everything. You really have no idea how dedicated I was to us and the people important to you. She goes, I don't understand a word you are saying. If you can't tell me here, then there is no need anywhere else, because I can't. I don't think you understand. I am broke. I go, I understand. I swear to you, if I could tell you here, I would. You may not love me. You may have never loved me, but that does not mean I would not help you. If you can ever see me, I think you will be stunned about what I have to say. Why did you do those things to hurt me? She goes, what have I done to hurt you? I go, take down the pictures. That hurt so much. Not include me on your site when we talked about how we both want me to get to know your real family. When Mavis went crazy, you immediately asked what I did to her. It all adds up. You just do not love me, because people who love each other do not treat each other that way.
Sniff.
Yes. She goes, "It's really weird you're saying this to me when things went bad for me and I needed you most. You were nowhere to be found. And now look at what you were telling me. I don't even know what to tell you." I go, "I was there for you every day. I never left you for one moment. I changed my life to make myself better for you and Kasia," her daughter. "I stopped the drinking. I stopped the porn. I stopped the black magic."
That's really too bad.
"I put away the gun for you and your daughter. When was I not there?" She goes, "We've been together for close to a year. I've told my friends and some family about you, and I have nothing to show for it." I go, "You were about to. Is my worth to you measured in dollars?" She goes, "I'm not talking about money." I go, "What are you talking about?" Bunch of question marks.
"Yeah.
I told you I loved you every day. I shared everything in my world with you, both good and bad. I let my guard down for you twice." You know, as her and Agnes.
Yes.
"I would have written that roast that you wanted, but Ishmael never contacted me." Remember, she wanted the roast about her?
Yes.
But Joe likes that. What?
Crazy.
When you recap it, it's just all this nonsense.
What
are you talking about?
No, I just...
my soul.
And isn't she going, "Yeah, that was crazy shit. Yeah, that was nuts."
She's not.
Wait a minute.
But, but she's not. She keep reading. Keep reading.
Yes, please.
Sorry.
She goes, "I guess you think I'm all about the money." I go, "I do not. But what are you talking about?" She goes, "I can see you don't." She goes, "I can see you don't even know me." That's possible. There might be multiples. Very possible.
I don't know all of you.
I go, "It is you that does not know me. I have tears in my eyes. I thought you were my soulmate." She goes, "Forget about it."
What?
She goes, "I can see you think I'm here for the money. If it was for that, I would have left long ago. I think it's better I leave so you see your money means nothing to me."
Wow.
I don't know what the hell to think right now.
I know.
I really
I'm
don't
confused.
Know what to think. I'm going to tell you why. Well, because the radio show, maybe you want to share with the audience.
I love the fact that Joe is so trained that I know what to Joe's like, "I'll handle this."
He didn't want to share.
Beating himself up.
That's your job. That's one of the reasons you're sitting here, you imbecile.
Just sit there and stew.
Give us the pouty
she knows
look.
But she knows the back. She knows enough of the backstory. But there was so much emotional stuff there that, and he's recapping it. That you've done nothing. He's done plenty. It's not about the money,
right?
But it's not about the money. It's about the love. But it doesn't seem that same emotional connection.
No,
that there was. If it was the same person,
I don't think I got my girl.
I don't think you do, because I don't sense that emotional connection. Look, I'm in a relationship where the emotional connection is almost gone. But the thing about it is there should be more. Wouldn't you agree there should be more of it than there is, especially when you're recapping it?
Unless she's such a good actress that she faked it all. And the boss is cracked. I don't think she's that good of an actress.
But if it's... No, she's not. And if she's... Because the simple fact is she's kind of stayed in her responses, but she's saying it's not just about the money. Then if it's not about the money, there should be the emotional response that you've been getting in the past 6 months.
Yeah.
7 months, 12 months, the 10 months we've been doing this.
There's not...
The recaps on
it. Yeah, the person feeling like a little bit more... Oh, you know, I do love you. I'm so sorry I hurt you. I didn't realize how much it was going to hurt you, blah, blah, blah.
Let me tell you something.
There'd be some more of that.
Let me tell you something. When Joanne and I were coming clean with what's going on in a relationship, okay?
Uh-huh.
We started to, you know, we started telling each other what was going on. And as everything was coming out, there was a lot of emotion there.
Sure.
You're recapping. Things aren't good, but you're going over the good times or going over where you are, and a lot of emotional stuff came out.
Sure.
Things are tough. Things are bad. We're going to separate, you know. And if that's a love, because we were together 20, going to be 22 years. And is that emotional, as you go through the step, that's loving somebody. The love might not be there anymore as big, and but you're not getting it. When she's like, well, it's not about, but the emotional sense is not there.
No, no.
I miss my girl.
Well, Sharu says it's a handler. And Lisa agrees.
That's good, because I remember when I was reading this, I didn't have anybody to talk about this.
Right, right.
You know, I was just doing it myself, and I didn't feel like it was the same person.
No, I think it's somebody else, a handler. They're trying to see what they could do. I'll take care of this. I'll get money out of them. Maybe the backstory is there on paper. Maybe they keep a log notes. But if you haven't gone through the emotional connection or been the person that set that emotional connection up where you know where it should be,
right,
you're not going to deliver it
nope.
the way.
So I go, what are you talking about? Bunch of question marks. I go, I did not say you were here for the money. You said we had been together close to a year and you had nothing. What does that mean? What do you want from me? She goes, forget about it. What do you also want from me? This girl's not with it. This guy, whoever. I think I'm talking to a guy.
Because basically they don't know the backstory enough.
No. Right.
Don't you care about Kasha? Don't you know that was me and I'm scamming him. Well, don't you care about Kasha?
Yep.
Blah blah blah. And my mom and you know what we talked about. I want to make you that sweater. I mean, you're trying to get that emotional connection back. He might not know the backstory that well, or might not feel to go there. He just wants to go. Are you going to pay money? You're going to
And it's the mind screw of saying it's not about money. That's not all I care about. But I can't talk to you because I can't afford to. Oh, come on.
So she goes, I don't even know what I want anymore. What do you mean that? Yeah, I go, what did you mean that you had nothing to show from our relationship? You said it was not about money. What is it about? She goes, it's been close to a year, and what is our relationship called? What are we? I go, you were my beautiful, cocky, buzz-killing Belinda. You were my love. You were my future.
Stop.
Hesitate and listen.
Hammer time.
Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
Yeah.
They're trying to find out. This is definitely a handler. Excuse me. He's trying to find out what your deal is.
Yeah.
It's not the same person.
What are my intentions?
What more effort am I going to put into this?
What are your intentions, sir?
To get an order. Well, I need how much are you going to use during the year? Are you going to use 12? When I get your price, are you going to use 20?
I really resent you equating my emotional well-being and relationship to plumbing.
No, I'm not equating it to plumbing. I'm equating it to running a business and seeing what kind of sales I can do.
Yeah.
And what price are you going to buy? Well, you want a better price. There's a case quantity. Probably going to buy a skid. You're going to do. What are we doing here? So I know what I'm going to do with you.
All right.
And that's, you know.
How many yaks and drachma is this going to cost me?
Essentially, yeah. Because it's cost a whole damn herd horsing around with you for the past year and a half.
So she goes, I guess not anymore. I go, because you do not love me. She goes, why do you say that? I go, because I can't believe that somebody who's in love would do the things to hurt somebody so badly and think so little of them. I might trade in porn, but I just can't think every interaction between a man and a woman is just about fucking and nothing more. I don't want to live in that world. I'm a romantic porn writer.
Look at you, Mr. Guns a-blazing black magic porno writer.
Sure,
you're a romantic.
I most certainly am. And at this point, I'm sober for a change.
And Hallmark is calling.
Now, the person that wrote The White Inside Out, what is their response going to be?
Yeah.
She goes, why do you unthinkable? I am here. I go, I don't know, to be honest. I have bore my soul to you. Yet you do not tell me why you did the things you did and what I have not given you. Why are you here? She goes, I think it will be better for us to forget the past. Typical scammer.
Right.
Forget the past and talk about what we want. If we don't want each other again, we go our separate ways. Going back and forth like this won't get us anywhere. This is new. This is what Joe just talked about.
This is the whole thing. And on both ends, you're like, because we have a scamming business to run. And you're like, well, where are we going? It's because I got a show to write. They got their deal. We got our deal. And now we're having a business plan.
Lay our cards on the table.
All right, look.
Wait a minute. There's a bowl of pickles on this table, and we're going to get this all settled.
You got a life to ruin, the money to scam. We got a show to run. Where the hell are we with all this?
Oh, my God. That's so true.
You know?
Where's the money? Where's the material?
Yeah, right.
I go, well, the material's still here so
far. I know, so far.
I go, Belinda, you have no idea of the future I want with you. What I have done to ensure that. I will tell you when you can see the sincerity in my eyes, so you will have no doubts. But you need to talk to me, unless you just do not love me or want me. If that is the case, then tell me. Then she goes, you? I go, huh? All I can see is you. She goes, tell me what your plans are. I go, what? She goes, if you can't tell me here, then I guess it don't want me to know, because there is no other means for me to know. I go, you did not answer my question.
See, I got a scamming business to run. I got a show to run. Yeah. Where the hell are we with this? Yeah,
buttonheads.
She goes,
it's like a business lunch.
Yes. With pickles.
Yeah, pickles.
Somebody's going to get written off soon enough.
Yeah.
she goes, I didn't see any questions. I go, I do not even know. I do not even know if you wish to be with me. She goes, but going back and forth about this will not get us anywhere. If you want, don't
yeah, it
want,
does. It fills a show.
Sure. Yes, sure it does.
Stupid.
If you don't want to be, if I don't want to be with you, do you think I will be here? It will be better to tell me your plans and anything else you want to know. Skype is close to impossible now. If not, then I don't think you want me to know. I go, I can't tell you in this forum. Just know I've been in league with very smart and dangerous people. There are some things that Facebook can't be used for. She goes, I guess you won't tell me, so I will never know. I go, when you say you will never know, you make it sound like you never want to see me. If we talk and we are together afterwards, I will get money to the person you lent the money to for Skype, plus a bit more money for the trouble. I do not like looking at an empty box where your smile used to be. Because she took down her profile, so now it was just
but
like
the funny ghost. Feeling, she's yeah. probably sitting there going, don't you realize there was a big Yell meeting on Monday about cutting back on the Skype?
So I really butchered that typing, by the way. So I go, sorry, I guess the whiskey is affecting my typing today.
Oh.
Damn.
You just said I gave up drinking. It's like, but I'm drinking whiskey while I'm talking. You got me so upset. Uh-oh.
She goes, people don't do things like that here. They will demand for their money when they need it a week later. That kind of trouble I don't want to get into. Just tell me what you think is safe so that is my best option.
New person, because you touched on the drinking.
Yeah.
And she would have come right back and said, look, you can't do it. She just brushed that off. She brushed that off.
Yeah.
Good pickup. I go, I can never enter those words on Facebook. To do that would endanger your life, my life, your loved one's life. One thing I want to tell you is factual. Another thing I need to tell you is from my heart. And then you left. She was gone. I go, I do not know if you still care, but I thought I would share some good news that came my way, since lately all we have is fighting and bad news. Do you remember that TV pilot I shot a month ago? Well, it turns out several television networks like the idea and like what they have seen. We are shooting more episodes with more depth in the next month or so. I think we're doing it on location at some resort. They're still working on it, though. Anyway, this could be the break I need. And, of course, if we decide that we want to be with each other, this could be the thing that puts you in my arms to stay and the money you need to give Kasia everything she deserves. I've done a lot of bad things for money, things I am ashamed of. It will be nice to have some money based on my talent and not my sperm or blood.
No, what? Did you say that?
Yeah. I'm a poet.
God, yeah, that was really romantic right there.
I go, I know it's not about the money, but money does make things easier. I guess I should ask you to pray that I can deliver the performance of a lifetime.
And whoa.
That was April 25th, 2013.
Wait a minute. So are they shooting this show on location in Ghana by any chance?
Well, you got to wait and see what happens. But I threw it out there that there's money coming.
That there's money coming. Oh, yeah. I think that there's going to be a lot. Oh, Lord, she was lovey-dovey coming up.
All right, so wow. Before we get out of here, final thoughts about that?
Do you think that with that line, they might put the other person back in, where that other person goes, well, how did you make out? Well, he's ready to, he might be coming into money.
No. No, they're going to keep this person that's the pushy one for the money. And it's like, oh, good, an opening. Mm. Let me push for the money.
I will tell you, recalling these conversations,
uh-huh.
that I personally missed the person I was talking to.
Yes.
I missed Belinda because she made me laugh.
Yeah.
I enjoyed talking to her, and I did not like talking to this person.
No.
I did not like this
and
at
I
all.
Could, and for somebody that sits... You know, if I was doing the editing on everything,
mm-hmm.
I believe me, I know more than you guys know because I sit with it a lot longer now.
Yeah.
There's definitely a different person, yeah. Different tone.
Yeah, totally. That, and thing. That's what the chat thinks too. Is
yeah,
that
they're
this
pretty
is,
unanimous on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That this is a different person and that they're also like, oh my God, this is a soap opera.
Well, we've been saying that.
I know.
We got twists and turns.
I know. And what
stupid
was
Dick Eldorado bringing all this upon me. Apocalypse on your house.
Well, and
this shit was
I
coming anyway.
No, you were a blabberpuss on Facebook and everything. Don't blame me on it.
This shit was coming. I mean, now the question is, can I get it back on track? Because clearly,
yeah.
We are in a very precarious situation.
Very. Well, Anne said, because she didn't know that we'd said this another time, she goes...
Hello, Anne.
She goes, maybe Belinda is just another Davin and thrashing out this caper on another radio show. And we're like, yeah,
we said that a bunch of times.
And you'll also see that on the clips, the iHeart clips. Check out the iHeart clips and see the and notice the title of the... please check out when the iHeart clips go up what one of the titles are. And you're going to laugh.
Yeah, I love
you're
that title. I don't always leave your titles. I love that title.
You're going to laugh because it's exactly what you're saying right now. It's
like,
hysterical.
It's like, oh, my God.
And that was from that October 2012.
October 23rd, 2012. And now here we are in 2014. And please check the clip because you'll laugh because it's actually a throwback to what we just discussed.
Oh, my God. It's so funny because it's like we're battling it out with another comedy show. Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. I think somebody just get it. You know what? You're spending too much time with this guy.
Yeah.
You're spending all your time on your all your cell phone minutes.
Yeah.
We let you do the Skype. There's no money coming in. I don't like the look in your eye.
No,
I think
Skype
you're too involved. We got to pull you out. Donnie Brasco.
Oh, right. Yep. That's what they did. Now, they put the new person in. And like I said, it was like sort of a business meeting. Like, how are we going to continue with this? Because they're there to hit, you know, they're to him. Well, what's going on right now? What, and, you know, because they're trying to see what they could do with you.
Yeah.
And now we, you know, because they're scammers, us as a radio show, we're going to them. Well, where are you guys?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of questions and not many answers.
We're trying to find out what the hell we can get out of each other.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely taking a turn. Things, you know, listen, not every relationship works out. We'll have to keep it going, see if I can get this back on track. See if I can get back on track with this person.
Yeah.
See if I can get my Belinda back, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The girl I like talking to.
Right.
Or if I'm going to get kicked to the curb, you don't know.
That would be so funny if you're like, you know, this is really interesting, but can I talk to the other version of you? The other personality.
You bore me. Give me the one girl.
Give me the other girl back.
But you want to know, so for somebody who works at customer service, and somebody when I was a purchasing agent, you deal with people, you deal with certain people, and even though that the person you might get on the phone is knowledgeable about the product, you've worked with this other person for a while, and you actually request them.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I was a purchasing agent.
Yeah.
And then now that I'm on the other side of the phone, I get the same thing where people will just ask for me that's not my product line, but they're dealing with me. Or it's my product, they want to deal with the other, you know, because they're it's who you're comfortable dealing with.
Absolutely.
It's not comfortable dealing with this person.
All right.
Yeah.
Should we thank some folks?
Yes, please.
I'd like to thank Family Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialarts.com. And I'll be there in September, so if you live in the area, hang out with me.
Cool.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Yes.
Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call, 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and don't forget to ask when their next comedy night is. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on-premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect smear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Kanish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. And none of these restaurants has the cat lick the butter.
Thank God. Cat lick butter.
Cat lick butter.
I'm sorry. Never going to be able to hear that song the same again. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in or have that special party or event catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of our show, 10% off. Size Putting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, bands, whatever you need. Kids stuff, you know, kids clowns and stuff like that. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. or call us up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, where will Mr. Helix be?
Mr. Helix is going to be playing with his band, Johnny and the Alimonies, on Saturday, August 30th at the Pie Man, which is on Route 303 in Valley Cottage, New York. So come on out and see them.
Sure, Joe.
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club this Thursday, 8 o'clock. McGuire's Comedy Club, Bohemia. Go on governors.com for tickets and information.
This Wednesday, August 27th, tomorrow, Side Spinning Productions presents live comedy at Suffern, New York, at Marcello, starring Paul Bond, as seen on Comedy Central. You're going to want to check that out. Text call 845-357-9108. Again, for information, 845-357-9108. Again, our live show, which is shaping up nicely, is going to be October 11th in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You can go. Tickets are really affordable. Like, if you like hanging out with us, you like comedy, you should definitely check out.
Yeah.
And it's a brew pub. There's beer. A lot of it.
Yeah, we'll try to keep Joe sober as long
That's
as possible.
That's the selling point.
Yes.
Beer.
It's beer.
To order tickets, just go to davinsden.com. It's on the homepage. The link to get there, davinsden.com. So that's pretty much it, kids. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Great to see you guys again.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. And see you next Tuesday.
Good night.